Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddush and Daf Lamed Gimel. Picking up on the second line, last word on the line, Amar Mar. We learned in a Braisa. Yachal Yadrenim of money. You could think that you can go ahead and you can honor a rich person with money, Tamad Lomar, Vihadarta, which means that what? The Tukum Vadarta, that you shall rise and you shall honor. The fact that it puts it together is Makima Shein B'chesem Kis, just like getting up doesn't cost you anything. Afitur Shein B'chesem Kis, so too. It has to be some sort of honoring him where there's no loss of money. Vikima lesba chesun kiss. Is that really true that getting up doesn't cause any loss of money? Milo askinen to the konduktiv marganisa. We're not dealing with the case of a person who is making holes in pearls. Rashi says, "Klamer mishalom mi lo mashven nami." I feel no kiv marganisa sheumnus yikara. He is very valuable. Umatzichle lemekam ve'afagav the bottom of malachtav ikh chesun kiss. We make him get up, and by getting up, he's going to have chesun kiss because in the middle of cutting these diamonds and now these pearls, and now the fact that he has to get up, now he's going to end up that he's losing money. So what do you mean that it's talking about a thing that there's going to be some sort of chesun kiss? Milos kin into kanaka maganisa. The hachi v'hachi ka makmei about the malachta. While he gets up, he loses money. Ella akish kima lehider. What we do is first we go and we compare getting up to honoring. Ma hider shein babitel. Just like honoring doesn't have any sort of loss of work. Of kimishin babitel, so too a kima that's getting up that's not going to have any loss of work. Rashi explains that hider shein babitel malacha de ain lashon hider ella nisias panim. There's no like loss of money that's going on over there. It's showing favor, either with money or words, and it doesn't mean to stop work. So too, the get up have to be something. Getting up, something's not going to cause you to lose work. Va'akishtami, flip it the other way. Hedulakima, the honoring to getting up. Makima shema chesun kiss, af hidr shema chesun kiss. Just like getting up doesn't have, it's at the end, but doesn't have loss of money. Rashi says, da'u kimna d'b'she'en ba'bitta malacha. Askinim, with the case where there's no loss of malacha. Vesu lo shaykh b'chesun kiss, there's no loss. Af hidr shema chesun kiss. Rashi says, v'alkarchach lo nichtav hidr ela lidros. It's coming to darshan. Kid da'arman l'ma'utei amida mirachok, to get up from afar. L'ma'utei beis ha'merchatz k'da'arman, like we're going to see in a minute. It's coming to exclude again from far away, if you see them, or from going out and standing up at the beis ha'merchatz, if you're in the bathhouse. Says the Gemara, Mikan Amr. From here we see Ein Bali Omnios or Shine Lamad Pnei Talmid Chachamim. Those in the middle of doing their work, they're not allowed to get up in front of Talmid Chachamim. Rashi says that Haroskim Balachas Acherim. Obviously, if it's your own business, you can get up, but it's talking about if you're working for somebody else. B'Shah Shaloskim Balachta. At the time when you're busy doing your work, you're not allowed to get up for somebody else. Velo, for Gemara, is that really true? You can't stop your work to get up for Talmid Chachamim. Vehotinan, we learned in a Mishnah, Bikurim, Kol Bali Umnios Omdu Mipneim. All the workers get up for those who are bringing Bikurim. The first fruits are bringing to Yerushalayim. Rashi says, B'mevia Bikurim Koi, Kisha Ovim Masuch Yerushalayim. When they're passing by, you stand up for them. Mashal Mashal, they ask, how are you? How are you guys doing? Ve'amrinayim, and they say to them, Acheinu. Achenu Anshe Makom Ploni, Bochum Shalom, our brothers from this place, welcome, come in peace. So we see that you do get up on Mavata Malacha for mitzvah, so why don't we do it for Talmid Chachamim? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mepneihem Omen, for them we stand up, Talmid Chachamim, but you don't do it for Talmid Chachamim. Why? Amar Rabbi Yosef Ravin, Bore Kamachaviva Mitzvah Mishaita, take a look and see how beloved is a mitzvah done in its proper time, that we have to go and give so much love towards it. Because we stand up for them, but we don't get up for Talmidei Chachamim. Dilma shiny house, and maybe that case is different. The im kain atah machshilan la'asid lavo. In other words, you can't learn this out to all mitzvos, but rather it's just particular to that one mitzvah. Why? Because the im kain, if not for the fact that we give them some chizik that they came all the way to bring their bikurim, then what's going to happen? It's going to be a michshal, stumbling block for the future. Rashi says, "Shelo yaviu ot sheyaru nivzim anu beinam, where we're disgraced in their eyes." V'lav mishum chivav mitzvah hava ve'ilu bnei adam and ikarim chashuvim beir v'asukim b'mitzvos lo'av v'lemekam mekamai. Therefore, you wouldn't go ahead and stand. That means to say that if they think that Bibi Shalayim don't really care, then they're not going to want to bring their bikurim in the future. So if they see that, if someone sees has a good reputation doing a mitzvah, you don't have to get up in front of him because the person is not going to think that he's put down for such a thing. So we wouldn't learn for that. Amar Mar. Next part of the Braisa. Yachli Yamim Pata Min Beis HaKisa Beis HaMechas. You think that you get up for these Zakin for the elderly person in the Beis HaKisa, in the Beis HaMechas, in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. But we come to say, no, that's not the case. You don't do such a thing. Velo, you don't. V'har Rav Chia, Hava Yosef Bey Maschusa. We know that he was sitting in the Beis Maschusa. Rashi says Merchatz. That is in the bathhouse. V'chalaf Azar V'shimon by Rebbe. Rishim Rabbi came by, but lo kamek me, he didn't get up for him. The ikbet of Rishim was bothered by that. He was offended. Va'asa amar le'avua, and then Rishim came and said to his father, Shnei chumashim shanisi lo b'sefer Tehillim. I taught him, meaning Rav Chia, 2/5 of the book of Tehillim. Rashi says, Shnei chamisho shel sefer shanisi lo midrash agadasav. I taught him these things. V'lo amar b'nai, he doesn't get up for me. What kind of chutzpah is this? Vasu, another story about this is Bar Kapara, that Bar Kapara was once Varmila Shmuel Bar Yosi, Hava Yosef Bey Maschusa. He was in the bathhouse, and all of Azar Shimon Bar Rebbe. And again, Shimon Bar Rebbe came by. Again, it's the same Rebbe over here. Velo Kamikmein, Bar Kapara, or Shmuel, didn't get up, but he got upset about it. Vasa Amar Le'Lavu, he said to his father, Shnei Shlishei Shlish and Isi Lebetoris Kohanim. I taught him 2/3 of a third, meaning 2/9. Shnei Chalokim Shel Shlish HaSefer. Toris Kohanim, Sefer V'Yikra, Shnei Isi Lo, Bryce Shel Medrash HaSefer. He taught him all this Torah. Velo Amar Le'Lavu, he didn't get up for me. Va'amar Lo, and his father said back, Shema Behen Yoshiv Mahar. Well, maybe they were thinking about what you taught them. Rashi says, V'tarad Hayav, Elo Haven Be'avrcha Lefanav. They didn't realize you even walked by. So what does that teach you? Come to Chayis. Taima, that he responded to him, Behen Yoshiv Mahar, because they were thinking, Ha'lav Achilo, but if not, then no, which means to be saying that you would have to stand there for someone even in the bathhouse. So what do you say by saying you don't stand up in the bathhouse? We see clearly he had a taima that they didn't stand up in the bathhouse, and he said, well, the reason is because they were thinking in Torah, not because of the fact that they just say it's not allowed to stay in the bathhouse. It's going to look kasha. Haba batei gavai, the braisa which says you don't have to get up. It's going to be batei gavai. That means the inner chambers. Rashi says makom shebnei adam omna room. They're naked there. For Rishim Rebbe, batei barai, makom shaldam levushim dahasam makom hidru. There's like an inner room and an outer room. The inner room they stood naked there, and the other one where you're not supposed to get up is haba batei. I'm sorry, we do get up is haba batei barai. That was in the outer chambers, and that's where people are dressed. And that's where you should stand up. So we see that, yes, you don't get up at the Beis HaMechas if you're in the inner chambers. Hachin Erem Mistabar, it even makes sense. Rashi says to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Babati Barai, Mitigamar Levahem Yosef Mahar, that he was sitting in the outer one over there when he went. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Yochan, B'chol Makom Mutar Lahar. You're allowed to think of Torah in every place. Chutz Mi Beis HaMechas, Mi Beis HaKisei, except for these places, the bathhouse and the toilet. So it must be that when he said, oh, probably they're thinking and learning, therefore it's clear that they were sitting in the outer one. So it's Gemara, not a Raya, Doma Le'unsi Shani, maybe somebody who is onus is different. Meaning, maybe we're really on the inner room. We don't have a Raya, it's on the outer room because of the fact that everything in the Torah. Because maybe it's the inner room where they're not allowed to think. Or says, Le'unsi Shani, Pabim Shu Tarid Ma'ayin, B'shmoa say, B'shmaita Lefnei Kinisa. So he's thinking in a sugya before he enters in. L'meir Chatzval, Karchach, he screw up a piv. It's like flowing in his mouth, the Velibar is in his heart, Ma'ayin Ba'ab B'Beis HaMechas, and therefore it just continues in there. So you don't have a riot to say that was the case. Says the Gemara, Yachol Yatzim, Na'ayin, you would think that a person can close their eyes when they see a Zakin coming by. As you pass him by, close your eyes, K'michel Aro, and they're like, oh, I didn't even see him, therefore you don't have to stand up for him. Says the Gemara, what? But the Torah comes and tells us, no, you're not allowed to do that, and you have to actually stand up for him. Atabir Shayiskinan, what are we dealing with? Rishayim over here, says Rashi, B'tamiya, Lamali Kura, Imrav, V'otzim Einav, Hare Avar, Al, talking about doctors, violating the Pasuk, talking about doctors. At the end of the Pasuk, says, Ani Hashem, I know what's going on, make sure that you stand up for him. But here, what do you think we're dealing with? Rishayim, Elo, Yachal Yatzim Einav, Makmei del Mate del Manchiyuva, maybe he closed eyes before the time of Chiyuv. Rashi's Ba'arba Amosav, Chiyuv, come on. On the base, we're going to see that this halacha of having to stand up is, and also we have over here, it says in Mesos HaShas, even on our daf, we're going to see, that the chiv only comes into place when they're within Dalat Amas. So maybe you see him 20 Amas away, and therefore you close your eyes at that stage, that would be okay. Chiyumat HaZman Chiyuvah, that when it comes, halo chazi, they didn't see him, the karmic may, they have to stand. Tamar lomar takum v'yareisa, get up and fear. Fear Hashem, meaning know that Hashem knows what move you're pulling. Rashi says, "Yesh chal lira mina yotzei ayodei amach shvosecha shetam evakesh tachbulos lipatim." So you're looking for ways to get out. Tana. Now we see this idea. Ezu kima sheish by here. What is a rising up for someone that's considered? They're honoring them. Rashi says kavod unesias panim b'davar nikar who b'shvilam, that you can know that he's doing it for you. Haviomer ze dalat amos. Amos. It's talking about dalat amos. Omer abaye lo amen ela b'rabba shena muvak. That's something talking about your rebbe. It's not your rebbe muvak. In other words, your primary teacher has taught you. However, aval b'rabba muvak. If it's your rebbe muvak. Then, Malo Einav, as soon as you see him, you should get up and stand up for him. Abaye, Miki Avachazele, Leudne, the Chamer, the Rav Yosef, Tasi Avakayim, Abaye would stand up when he saw the ear of Rav Yosef's donkey coming towards him. Abaye, Avarachiv Chamer, Abaye was riding on a donkey, Vikomaske, Guda, the Har Sagya, and he was going along the river of Sagya. Rav Yosef, Rav Mesharshia, Rabban, Bidach Gisar, Rav Mesharshia, and the Chacham were on the other side of the river. Rashi says, Anar Mafsik Benem, there's a river between the two of them. And they didn't stand up for him. Amalu says, "Valav Rab Muvakan, am I not your Rebbe Muvak?" Rashi says, "V'alfa Bisha Temerchokim, Yosem Idalamos, Ivu Iboy Luchu Lemek." Even though it's one Dalamos, you guys should be standing up. Amalu said to him, "Lava Daiten, we didn't realize." Rashi says, "Lo Niskarnu Lamud Sheinu Truden." We didn't. Sorry, we were just preoccupied. We were staggering. We didn't notice. Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Omer. Minayin lezakin shelo yatriach. Where do we know that a zakin shouldn't cause other people to stand in front of him? If there's another way of going, so walk another way. Tam lomer zakin v'yareisa, and that is that means the zakin himself should be yari from Hashem, not to do it just for honor and to disturb other people. Amar Abaye naktina di'im makiv chaye. We have an naktina. We have a tradition that if someone takes a roundabout route in order to stop from bothering other people, he's going to live longer. Rashi says, "Makif misaviv derech echer shelo lavur l'fanetibor chayei marich yamim elavarich yamim." Presumably, because he's losing out life for having to walk around, so you therefore meet the kedemita, you will get that back. Abaye makif, or that would be the payment. Abaye used to do this. Reb Zera makif would go around. Avinu of Yosef kamei Reb Yirmi midifti. Avinu is one sitting in front of Yirmi from Difti. Chalafa hu gavra kamei velo michsereishi. This guy walked by without having a head covering. Amar Saravina spoke up and said, "Kama chutzpah gava. What a chutzpah this guy. He's not covering his head. Covered, a little covered." Amalei, so he said back to him, "Dilmi mi masim chasin in you. Maybe he's from masim chasin, gasiba rabbanon, where there are scholars there that are always there. Therefore, he's so used to it. So therefore, he, you know, it's like ani bi'ircha." He treats him in a way, not disrespectfully, but I'm so used to it, so like it's a normal thing. So to see a chacham is not like a big deal. They're like, "Wow, let me go put on something and be, oh my goodness." So maybe that's where he's from. Isi ben Yehuda, Isi ben Yehuda. We saw that he said. That, what did we say earlier? We saw Isi ben Yehuda, Omer, Pnei Seva Takam, Afilu Kol Seva, Mashma, it's including anybody who's old. And they say, we're talking about Philokos Ev Mashma. Now, Amrav Yochanan Halacha Ki Isi Ben Yehuda. Halacha is like Isi Ben Yehuda. So we saw other opinions over there. That was the Tanakam B'Yosef Agli. They argue. They say, no, you don't stand up for just any person. It's got to be a tzaddik, a good person. And we say, no, even in front of any older person. Rav Yochanan have a koi mikmei sabi de armai. Rav Yochanan would stand up in front of old Goyisha people. Amar kama har patki adu alayu dahani. These people, they have experience, a lot of experience. Rashi says, mikros v'tzoros v'ro nisim harbe umofsim. They must have been through a lot of stuff, for they saw miracles and wonders. Adu alayim over alayim, they experienced. Rav Amekam Lokai hinder avadahu. Rav didn't stand up in front of them, but he did give them honor. Meaning he would do like the pump fake, just come up a little bit. Abaye Yav Yadal Sabe, he would put his hand out for an older man to go out and to help them. Rashi said, Poshit Yadol Lizakanim Kokama Shaover Matzlov and Ishanam Alov, and they would lean on him. Rava Meshadr Shluche, Rava would send, Rashi says, Haya Sholeach Shluchav Lifshot Lan Yad Aval Hu Atzmalo. He would send a Shluch to go and help them, but he himself wouldn't do it. Rav Nachmashav de Gozai, he would go and send officials. As Rashi points out, Rav Nachman was a chash of a guy, he was Av Bezin, and the son-in-law of the Rish Galusa. And therefore, he has these officers that are with him. Amar Ilav Torah Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika Vashuka. If not for the fact of the Torah itself, then therefore, he says, I'm doing this for the Torah itself. I can't go ahead and for the covenant of Torah to do it myself. So he sent someone else to do it. Amar Aveva, Amar Avianai. Beep, turn the page. Chav, what am I talking about? Lama Gimel Beis. Ein Tam L'Chacham Hashem Lama B'Pnei Rabo. A Tam L'Chacham is not allowed to stand up in front of his roof. Ella Shachris V'Arvis, except for once in the morning, once in the night. Kedei Shelo Ye Kavodo Meruba Mekvod Shemayim, so he doesn't give more honor to him than he does to Hashem. Says Rashi that Mekvod Shemayim Misharei Pnei Yotzro Eino Mekabel Ella Shachris V'Arvis Hilkach Mishomer Pnei Rabo Shachris Eino Rashalamo Planov Ella Arvis. You can't give more honor to him. May Svei Frekta Gemara Rishim Elazar Omer. Minayin the Zaken Shloi Tshriach. How do we know that the Zaken shouldn't be Matrich other people to stand up in front of him? Rather, he should go another way. Talmud Lomer Zaken Viyareisa. The Zaken should go and also fear and make sure he's not disturbing. Viyamer Tshachas V'Arvis Belvad. We say you only stand up Tshachas V'Arvis. Amayin Lo Nitzrach. Why shouldn't he go ahead and be Matrich? Chiyuvahu is a chiyuv for them to stand up. Elalav Kula Yoma. What's the problem if they're only going to stand up morning and night, which is like the normal thing for them to be doing over here? Rashi says, "My tircha ika orcha demilso." It's normal. The lav kuliyoma must be showing that it's not only morning and night, but all day they have to stand up for them. It's all I'm talking about morning and night. They have to stand up for the rebbe. I feel alchi kamadef shadlei lo nitzach. As much as you're able to, don't be matriach them from having to get them stand up even during those particular times. Started that point. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Kol Talmid Chacham, Shein Omer Mipnei Rabba, any Talmid Chacham that doesn't stand up for his Rebbe, Nikra Rasha, they are called a Rasha. Ve'enu Mayuch Yomim V'Talmudim Ishkacheach, he's not going to have long life and his learning is going to be forgotten. Shenemar V'tov Lo Yihiyeh L'Rasha V'lo Yaruch Yomim Katzel Asher Enenu Yorim L'Fnei Hashem. Rasha is not going to have, is not going to enjoy good and like a good life. Let me try that again. V'tov liyeli rasha, you won't have good. V'lo yachem, you won't have a long life. Katzel sherein in a yarem l'fnei Hashem, like a shadow. Is because he's going to pass because he did not fear the Lord. Morazu en yodeh ma'u. I don't know exactly what this fear is talking about, but kishu omer v'yareisa melokecha, when it says by the zaken that we're getting up for a zaken, fear Hashem, hare mora. Zukima. We learn out that the fear here is talking about Kima standing up for them. Frek the Gemara. But that pasuk will be brought over there from Koheles, which says, V'tov lo yelarasa v'lo yach yomim katzela sharininu yorei milifnei elokim. Who says that that's talking about this type of mora? V'ema moras ribis. Maybe it's talking about the mora of ribis, of taking off of interest. You know, you're not allowed to go ahead and charge interest. Rashi says, D'gavei ribis namik siv altikach mito v'yoreisa. V'chein gabi mishkolos by weights evan shleim of a tzedek, moros mishkolos. And further, the fear of Hashem that's brought up with weights and measures. How do we know over here? What does Rabbi Lezer learn? Why is he saying that's talking about someone who's going against the mitzvah of standing for a zaken? Rabbi Lezer pene gamer. We have a gezer shava pene pei. Rashi says k'siv hachem milifnei, k'siv hasem mipnei seva. Therefore, we make the gezer shava to this. Let's say there's a father and a son, and the son is the father's Rebbe. Mahu lamod b'fnei mipnei aviv. What's that halacha about him standing in front of his father if he's his Rebbe? Toshema adamer le Shmuel le Rebbe Yehuda. Shinina kum mipnei avicha. Sharp one, stand up in front of your father. Like, what are you talking about, right? You stand in front of the Tata, right? She says, V'alfagat of Yehuda, Rabbi Dervi Cheskla Avua, Havad Gedar Minaleh, V'sari Lein Daflam Rebeis, Abba Lo Tisni Hachi, when he said, you know, Abba, don't teach like this, still he stood in front of him. Shani Revchi Cheskla is going, no, you can't bring a rise, it's different Rebbe Cheskla, Dabal Maisim Ava, because he was a real, he had good Maisim. Da Filu Mar Shmuel Nami coming from me. Even Mar Shmuel would stand in front of him. Meaning Rabbi Chesko was a really, really good guy, even though he was the Talmud of his son, and others would stand in front of him also. Elamaika Amalei, so if that's the case, and what Shmuel is saying over here, to get him in front of your father. Hachik Amalei, so what he's saying. Zimnim da'asem me'acharai, kum at me'kamei, v'lo techosh likara didi. Le Yakura Didi. What he's saying is that sometimes Rabbi Chesko is going to end up being in a situation where he's going to come behind me, and then when that happens, don't worry, Still stand up in front of him. Don't worry about my honor that you're standing in front of my Talmud, so to speak, who's my father. What happens if one son is this Rebbe? Should the father stand up for the son? It's not proper for me to go and stand in front of my son. Rashi says, any rabbo shall b'ni v'lo yisi kedai lamon mipanav el v'pnei shenitchatin b'nasi. And he's gomer, ani eni kedai shema mina d'ilu haya kedai shahaya tamido havele lemekam. The Gemara is going to spell this out. He says, not fitting for me to sit in front of my son. Stand in front of my son. Ela mishum kvod beis nasi, the honor of the beis nasi, because he married into the family over there. Which means what? Taima da'ana rabbi. The reason it wouldn't be proper for me to go and stand in front of my son is because I'm his rabbi. Hayu rabbi, but if he were my rabbi, then kamina mikamai, then I would taka stand in front of him, which means a father should stand up for his son, if he is his Rebbe. Says Gemara 9, Hach Gemar. Ani eni kedai lamod mepnei b'ni v'afilu rabbi, even if he's my Rebbe. Da'ana avu, because I'm his father. Ela mishum kvod beis nasi, it's only because of kvod beis nasi that I'm going to stand up in front of him. So no, you don't have that right. Yibaylu, another question. Rachav kemahalich tami olo. Is riding on an animal considered like walking or not considered like walking? It says Rashi, Rabbo Rachav kemahalich tami, his Rebbe is on a horse. Is that considered like walking with Chachlam in front of him to stand up in front of him? Olav, maybe not. Come halach tami. El kiyosef de basrei didei azlinen v'al kiyosef. That's considered like he's sitting and therefore you don't have to stand up. Amar Abai Toshim, let's take a look. Tame yosef tachas eilon. Let's say if a tame, it's under a tree. We're talking about over here, this is a mitzorah. He's sitting underneath a tree. V'tar omid, and the tar is standing on the tree. Tame, then the tar becomes tame. Tame omid tachas eilon, v'tar yosef, and he's sitting. Tahor. Right, we said, okay, again. Huh. Tame yosef tachas the tame guy is sitting. The tar guy is standing, it becomes tame. But if tame is ome tachazin, he's standing. Vitar yoshev, the tar is sitting, tar, the tar guy stays tar. Vim yoshev tame. But if the tame sits down, hatar tame becomes tame. Vachim de evin haminugas. And the same halacha comes up to a case of a evinugas, that's a stone that became tame with saras. If the one who's carrying the stone is sitting, then it becomes that the tumma passes from one stone to other people under the tree. But if he's standing, then it doesn't give over the tumma. Says Gemara, V'amar Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, Zo Samer, so Rochev Kamalach Tami. This is telling you that Rochev, that riding, is like walking. From the fact that the Braisa Paskin, that a stone that's tummy doesn't give over tumma when the person carrying it is standing, must be that it's the one that's the one. That what's the determining factor is the one who's carrying, not the stone itself. Shema Amina. So it's come out from here that the person riding on an animal is considered like he is walking. Therefore, you'd have to stand up for the Rebbe on it. Iboy Lehu, another question. Ma'u Laman B'Pnei Sefer Torah. What's it about standing up in front of a Sefer Torah? Rabbi Chilke, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar, Amri, Kavachomer, says Kavachomer. M'Pnei Lomdeh Omdim. One stands up in front of someone who learns a Sefer Torah. Mipanelo Kosh again. They're obviously going to stand up in front of a Sefer Torah itself. Story time. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zavdi, Havu Yasvi. They were sitting down. They were staggering away. Chalif Azar of Shimon Bar Abba passed by. Vakomu Mekmei. And they got up in front of him. Amalu, so Shimon Bar Abba says to them that, you know, you shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done such a thing. Chadad Atun Chakikim Avar Nechaver. First of all, you guys are really Chachamim. And I'm only a Chaver. Meaning I'm less than you. The old klum Torah mez b'ni lumdeh. Does Torah stand in front of its ones who learn it? Right? You guys in the middle of shtagging right now, you're considered like the Torah itself. And I'm not learning right now, therefore I'm just considered lumdeh. Savalo k'rebe lazar, must be the Yosek Rebbe Lazar, Dom Rebbe Lazar, ain't Tam l'chacham v'shalam l'pnei rabo, b'shah shosu b'tara. Tam l'chacham can't stand in front of his Rebbe while he's shtagging. Light to l'abai, went off on this idea. He was not happy with this. He cursed about such an idea. Well, was not happy. Ahachta Rebbe Elazar, kol man detzayislay. All the ones who go according to Rebbe Elazar's psak. Zok the Heilige Gemara. V'hibitu acharei Moshe ad bo'ola. They watched Moshe until he went into the tent. Rabbi Amir of Yitzchak Navcha, Chad Amr Liganai, one says this is a negative thing, Chad Amr Leshevron says it's a positive. Mad Amr Liganai Kedisa.
The one who says it's Ganai is like explained in another place. And it doesn't say what exactly is going on over here. But they were speaking about him in a negative light. Rashi says, "Kid Isa, Mishum de Dover Maguna, who lo rutzel of Parsim, I didn't want to farsim it. Rehu Mefurish, Ramizish Rav Timchuma, Ro, Kama Ovim Shokov, Kama Tsavaro, Shaman, Akomishalon." He said, "Look how thick his thighs are, how fat his neck is. All is taken, all of Moshe's greatness is taken from us." Madam Alishavchon says it's a positive thing. Amr Chizkiah, Amr Li, Rabbi Chanina, Barei, Rav Avo, Amr Avo, Amr Abedin, Ibn Chaifa, Chacham Over, Vachacham walks by, Omid Milafan of Dalaramas. One is to stand before him once he comes within Dalaramas. Vakevan, Shaver Dalaramas, Joseph. When he goes passes it, then you can go and you could sit once he passed Dalaramas. Av Bezin Over, but he passes over Milafan of Milo Ein Over, as far as you can see. Vakevan, Shaver Dalaramas, Joseph. Once he's 4 hours away, you can sit. Nasi Over, Nasi passes over Milafan of Milo Ein Over, then you sit. What was to stand as soon as he comes to his site? Vein Yosef Achish Mekomo, and he doesn't sit until he sits in his place. And remember, the pasuk says, "Veibito Achrei Moshe Arba Ohel," and they watched Moshe until he went into the Ohel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.